and the special new friends you'll make during your stay in jail, if you live. So please drive responsibly. If you drink, don't drive. This is a message from Timberline Nails and Spa in Fort Collins. Give them a call today at 225-2000. They remind you, you don't drink and drive. Your life and your mind depend upon it. 225-2000.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning is Cassandra Anderson. We're going to be talking about genetically modified foods. And you say, well, I've heard about that before. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you're going to continue hearing about it, hopefully, until you can discuss this intelligently and start warning people that they are intentionally and purposely and maliciously altering the very essence of our food supply. And, of course, other countries won't go along with this. They know they're poisoning the food here in the United States because the media is controlled, because we have freedom of the press, which means those who control the press have the freedom to delete anything they want to and to censor the press and to conceal information from the American people, because we live in many respects in a vacuum, an information vacuum. Why? The average individual doesn't understand the danger of what they are intentionally doing to our food supply, and certainly they already have genetically altered in several ways. The corn that's produced, they even have a new corn that they're coming up with it to be used specifically for ethanol, but it'll really contaminate the rest of the corn that we have. And in fact, there are a number of companies that are very, very upset about this because of fear of contamination. Basically, they're going to put an enzyme into corn, and 40% of our corn goes to make ethanol, but the new enzyme will start to digest it before it's harvested and to convert the starch into sugar, which is the first step along the way to actually making ethanol. But they already have genetically modified, not in one, but in several ways, our corn, our canola, our cottonseed, certainly our soybeans, our rice. And it is, well, I'm going to let Cassandra tell you what they've done. Good morning, Cassandra. Why don't you pick up the story and tell our listeners what they've done to our food supply and why you are concerned and why everyone in the listening audience should be concerned.
Good morning, Dr. Stan. Thanks for having me on. And yeah, it's really, really crazy what they're doing. And, you know, the video that I made recently, it's the title of it is Monsanto Shifts All Liability to Farmers. Because they know that there's problems with their genetically modified crops. And in fact, in the contract that farmers have to sign when they buy Monsanto seeds, it's called the Monsanto Technology Stewardship Agreement. Farmers are not allowed to save seeds to replant the next year, which is, you know, traditional farming. And then there's another clause in there where they're not allowed to grow the crop except for commercial purposes, which means that researchers cannot grow the crop to test it. So that's really a big problem because, you know, to prove that it causes health damage. Now, there have been other tests that have been done, but this is why it hasn't been tested extensively and proven because, you know, there's no access to growing it for research. So, and in fact, recently, just in the last few days, I believe, they've discovered a new pathogen. I believe it's a fungus that's appearing in soy, and it's linked to causing abortions in cows and I believe other livestock like swine. And it's also, what it's doing to corn is it's making it wilt. And so, yeah, it's just, it's so bad. And I believe that corn is, 90% of America's corn crop is GMO, genetically modified.
Yes, it is.
Same thing with soy, it's a very high percentage, and, you know, all the other ones that you mentioned. And they keep deregulating on and on and on. And what's scary about the alfalfa, I know that you had Phil Geertsen on your show, but I'll just give a few highlights, is corn, cotton, and soy are annuals. So you have to replant those every year. You know, there are some volunteers that spring up, but those have to be replanted each year. Now, on the other hand, alfalfa is a perennial. And so it just grows and grows and grows without replanting necessarily. And Phil Geertsen told me that the seed can lie dormant in the soil for up to 10 to 20 years. So when the alfalfa crop, if the alfalfa crop, if these farmers don't wake up and, you know, choose to not plant, you know, or choose to plant traditional seed, but if GMO alfalfa is planted, the problem here is that it can really, really spread like crazy because it is a perennial. And in fact, Phil Geertsen said that GMO crops will contaminate the alfalfa crop, which is America's number four crop.
And I think it's important people understand how one field contaminates another field. How can one field of alfalfa contaminate another field?
Well, what's happened in other contamination cases, it's been wind, but in particular with alfalfa, the biggest threat are insects like bees and ones that travel. You know, they travel great distances. So it's uncontrollable. You can't just put up barriers and hope for the best. And in fact, there's a case right now. In fact, this is the first case, Dr. Stan, of farmer versus farmer, and it's happening in Australia, and this is frightening because it's going to set the precedent for the rest of the world. And because this has to do with canola, but the one organic farmer, his name is Steve Marsh, he lost his organic certification, and because his neighbor's canola blew into his yard. And the neighbor did put up some boundaries, or some barriers rather, but it didn't help, because you have wind, and then they had flooding, and there were, you know, the actual plants were over on Marsh's property. There's a video that you can watch on YouTube that's linked in my article, and the article is Monsanto shifts all liability to farmers. And there's a video with G. Edward Griffin and highly credentialed attorney Anthony Patchett that confirmed this. So it's not just me saying this. you know, I went to the experts because I saw a way that that Monsanto could be stopped, and that's by informing the farmers of this outrageous contract where they're going to absorb all the liability if they pollute and contaminate their neighbor's fields. And the other thing is that there's been livestock deaths. Oh, is it time? There's been livestock deaths in India.
Hold that thought there, Cassandra. I want to get back to the livestock testing in just a moment.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's the Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cedarstrup. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cedarstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making your way, the only way they know how.
Well, I'm Dan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Dan Anderson. We're talking about alfalfa. Now, basically, what had happened is they've genetically modified alfalfa, and they've modified alfalfa so that you can actually spray it with Roundup. And, of course, that means that you won't have any weeds, theoretically, in the alfalfa fields, and isn't that wonderful? Well, there are some problems with this, basically, of course, you've changed the genetic structure of the alfalfa. Now, basically, of course, people aren't going to be eating the alfalfa. Why, it's going to be eaten by the cows. So why should we be concerned about alfalfa, Cassandra? Because we aren't going to be eating the alfalfa. It's going to be eaten by cows. That's not going to affect us. Or is it?
It is. And
how
the reason
is it going
being
to affect
is, it's cows, you know, it will ruin the organic dairy and organic meat market because, you know, the GMO alfalfa will spread to organic fields, and so that ruins yet another market in America's food supply, and it's just sick because, you know, we don't know what the health dangers are because of the testing problems, and that's why it's so important that farmers understand that livestock have become sick. This is from in India. And I believe they were eating BT cotton stalks after harvest, which is a natural thing. You know, and livestock is fed on that for, you know, tens of thousands of years with no problem. But in India, there's reports that it's linked to livestock deaths. So that's a scary thing to consider. And who knows? That's the problem. Who knows what the effects are going to be? We don't know. It hasn't been tested.
And that is the thing, actually. There were a number of environmental groups were very, very concerned about the DT, and actually a judge told Monsanto that they would have to go ahead and do an environmental impact study, and they would have to prove it was safe as far as introducing this into the cattle, because basically, of course, the cattle are going to now be eating products that has been worthy. It's going to be covered with Roundup. What happens when a cow eats something that is actually been sprayed with Roundup? Now, they can spray the alfalfa up to 5 days before it's harvested, so that basically, the cow then will consume the Roundup. What does that do to the cow? What does that do to the cow's milk?
I've been talking to Phil Geertsen recently, and he because I wrote an article and interviewed him, and for your audience, in case they don't know, even though he was on yesterday, he's the alfalfa seed farmer that faced off against Monsanto in the Supreme Court this summer. And I didn't know this, but he told me last week to Google glyphosate, which is the active ingredient in Roundup, and birth defects. And what's happening is with the glyphosate, it causes birth defects in livestock. And it causes birth defects in amphibians. And this report, I think, came out about a year and a half ago. But if you think about that and extrapolate and go up the food chain, if it's harming amphibians in that way, what do you think it's going to do to us and the cattle? You know, as you go up the food chain, the food concentrates. So, you know, if you're eating plants, that's one thing. Then if you're eating dairy food or meat, then it's concentrated, and then it goes through you. And again, we don't know what the exact problems are and what the risks are because it cannot be tested, and they set it up that way. You know, that was through the FDA, you know, and of course you know about the revolving door policy there, in and out, and, you know, these Monsanto workers, they infiltrate the USDA, they change policy, and then they go back to Monsanto and they get promoted, and it's just completely nuts and completely, completely corrupt.
And I think it's important that people understand, they've confuse this thing so much. What they do is they have several various forms of genetic modification. One is they put in the gene that makes the crop resistant to Roundups. You can spray the fields and you have no weeds, and it'll kill everything, but it won't kill the crops because they have this gene and it makes it Roundup ready. But what happens? Well, what does that gene do to the people who eat the corn? Certainly we know that the animals who eat the stalks and the other things can get into real problems. But what happens to the people who eat the corn? Well, they tell us nothing. Who tells us? Monsanto. They said, we've tested it. You got nothing to worry about. Well, who investigates the investigators when they are being paid fabulous salaries put out false information? Nobody, because there's no money to investigate them, and the FDA refuses to because they're on the take. These big companies actually pay the salaries of the FDA, and that is not correct. There are some studies. Have you ever gone into the material that's come out? Jeffrey Smith has put out of the studies, even of Monsanto's studies, of the effect of the Roundup Ready genes in the corn and what happens when you eat that corn?
I haven't. I have not recently looked at that, Dr. Stan, but, you know, the science is misinterpreted and skewed. You know, the USDA did that with their environmental impact statement, as Phil Geertsen pointed out. And so they've got us in a double bind here. And because there's a media blackout, the public doesn't know, so they can't demand answers. But, no, go ahead with the Jeffrey Smith stuff, because I'm not caught up on that, I have to confess.
Well, basically, of course, we're finally able to get some of it, and it shows it damaged the immune system. It damaged the liver, and there was damage in the kidneys in the animals where it was tested. So they know it is not safe. Now, the other thing they do is they put in a gene that creates a pesticide so that certainly pesticides, insects, can't get into the corn. Have you noticed how healthy the corn looks? You don't get, it used to be, you know, you had worms and other things. You know, it went into the corn when I was growing up, and he just chopped it off, and everything was fine. But now they put a pesticide into it. It's a gene that produces a pesticide in there so that every kernel of corn produces a pesticide that kills worms and insects. But ladies and gentlemen, you are eating that pesticide, and every kernel of corn contains it. You get it into you. It gets into your gut. Your own bacteria pick up these genes, and then your own bacteria in your gut begin to produce the pesticide, and you begin becoming a pesticide, actually a laboratory producing pesticides that will be absorbed into your body. What do they do? And, of course, there is a great deal of evidence. There's real problems. We know that certainly in animals, that chickens will not eat genetically modified corn. They're smarter than people are. We know that the pigs have eaten it. Pig farmers have had their whole herds of pigs decimated because the pigs become sterile. So with soy, genetically out of... do you know the story of what happened in Russia when they used the genetically modified soy?
I remember reading it some time ago, but please refresh me.
Well, basically, they did two studies several years apart, and the first one was on mice, and they fed them genetically modified soy, and it affected reproduction so that the animals that produced the first generation, they didn't have as many offspring. Second generation, they had few offspring. Third generation, those who had offspring, well, there weren't any. And then, of course, several years later, they reproduced the whole study in rats. Exactly the same thing. They were both, reports were published, and in both instances, all further research was cut off and this information was suppressed. This is about population control, selective population control. They know what it does in animals. Why shouldn't we think it would do it in human beings? Why, they tell you there's nothing to worry about. You can trust the government. And, of course, all of the experiments show that you can't, that it has serious health effects. And the European countries refuse to use these things, but they're experimenting on the American people, or maybe they're not experimenting. Maybe they know exactly what it's going to do. They just don't want you to know. I would think the people would be furious if they realized what's going on and that there are studies that show that the genetically modified food attacks the immune system, which, of course, predisposes you to infections and cancer. It affects the liver and the kidneys. Why don't the American people know what the studies show?
Well, because there's a total media blackout on it. And, you know, case in point, this video that I made with G. Edward Griffin and Anthony Patchett, you know, sort of what my focus has been on is finding solutions. You know, what's our way around this? How can we get rid of it? How can we protect ourselves? And it's just crazy, Dr. Stan. There's a total media blackout on it. I mean, this video should be huge because if farmers understood that they're the stuckey for everything, that all liability falls on them when they sign that Monsanto contract, it's, you know, that should be enough right there to dissuade them from growing genetically modified organisms. And so, you know, trying to get the word out, but not only is there a media blackout, Dr. Stan, but these organizations that are supposedly against genetically modified food, you know, what are they doing? This information has been around. I just came across it a couple weeks ago and, you know, made my video as fast as I could to get it out there because there's spring planting going on right now. So I'm urging your listeners to please share this with farmers. They're the ones that need to know about this, you know, so that they don't buy the seed from Monsanto. And the organizations, though, I mean, it's completely nuts. None of them picked up my story on Phil Geertsen. You don't think that's big news? I got the guy that went to the Supreme Court over genetically engineered alfalfa and got his views and take on the deregulation. None of them picked up that story. None of them are picking up this video. Why? If you look at the funding, Some of the big ones are funded by the Rockefellers themselves, and I'm sure you've read F. William Engdahl's masterpiece book, Seeds of Destruction. If you go back and look at it, that those are the architects, the Rockefellers are the architects of this whole agricultural mess. And, you know, you can go and look at the funding of these organizations, and in fact, there's one, the NRDC, Natural Resources Defense Council. You know, they pretend like they're against GMOs. They've got, they were created by the Ford Foundation. They've got an $80 or $90 million budget. You know, that, if, with that much money, you could do, you know, with a tiny fraction of that kind of money, you could do a lot of good, but they just won't do it. They're not going to do effective action because, you know, they're in the pocket of these, you know, power elites.
And unfortunately, ladies and gentlemen, our side has been infiltrated. Every, as far as I'm concerned, almost, not every, but almost every conservative organization, almost every Christian organization, almost every liberal organization has been infiltrated and neutralized. And this is how you do it. You have a controlled opposition. And the only force we have on our side are the people who listen to programs like this and have the courage to get the information, help us disseminate it. We'll be right back.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cederstrom. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cederstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making their way, the only way they know how.
Shalom. This is Pastor Michael Golden of the Voice of Many Waters Congregation, personally inviting you to join me as we continue our series on exploring your God-given spiritual gifts and utilizing them biblically to build Yahweh's kingdom. We'll be meeting at 3J's Christian Coffee House in Johnstown, Saturdays beginning at 1 p.m. We'll look through the lens of Torah and address questions like, how do I know what my gifts really are? What's my purpose in using the spiritual gifts? Can my spiritual gifts be blocked for some reason? I've used my spiritual gifts for years. What does Torah have to do with them? How do I know the difference between truth or error, or the office and the gift, and much more? This series includes an extensive personal spiritual gift profile and how to understand who God has called you to be through your gifts in a safe, orderly, and biblically based environment. The exciting series will continue over the next few weeks, so please join us. Contact the Voice of Many Waters Congregation at 1-800-205-6245 or 303-522-3562. A love offering will be collected.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
U.S. Cash Flows reminds listeners, the results of child abuse are devastating. Each year, millions of children are subject to it. Many die. For the survivors, the pain inflicted on them influences their lives. If you or anyone you know needs help, call your local child abuse hotline. This message is from U.S. Cash Flows. For more information, call 484-6523. That's 484-6523. They're on the air reminding us all, it should never hurt to be a child.
Well, Dan, I guess, is Andrew Anderson. Our telephone number, if you have a question or comment, is 1-877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Cassandra, would you like to get your web page out? And you mentioned you put out a DVD. I assume that's for sale through you.
No, have you sold me one of those? Yeah, so I'm sorry I interrupted you, but this is so urgent because of the spring planting right now,
right,
that we put out a 10-minute video with G. Edward Griffin and highly credentialed attorney Anthony Patchett that verifies that this contract, the Monsanto Technology Stewardship Agreement, puts the farmers on the hook for everything regarding liability. And it's free. Please make copies of it. Give it to farmers. Print out the article. You can go to Morph City. That's my website. Morph, like metamorphosis, M-O-R-P-H, city, C-I-T-Y, .com. And it's the story. It's the first story. And please print it out. Please send the video around. We've got to get this out because this, if the farmers know what the risk is, they wouldn't do it. And that's the point. Right now, while they're buying seed, because that's what's going on for spring planting, they're buying seed right now, and they've just got to know that it's going to ruin their farm, it's going to ruin other people's farms, and it's going to cost so much money, and, it's crazy.
Well, I think it's diabolical. I think they want to destroy the food industry. After all, we know that Monsanto is working with Bill Gates, who is dedicated to population control, and the Rockefeller Foundation. They've set up the Doomsday Seed Bank above the Arctic Circle there, and of course, so that they will have good seeds when they start in all over again. When they start all over again.
I still think it's insane, but diabolical to be sure. And, it's sick. It's absolutely sick, and it's planned. I don't even have the words to describe it. And that's how I got started going down this road, is I am so troubled by the depopulation tactics that they use. And the tentacles reach so far, so far reaching. For example, the Center for Food Safety, it's a 501c3 so-called nonprofit organization. They get about $1.5 million a year in donations, and they're the lawyers that represent farmers that go up against Monsanto, and they're directly funded by the Rockefellers.
Sure. We always have to have a controlled opposition. Our number is 877-254-7524. If you have a question or comment, how can people get your 10-minute video?
They can go on YouTube to Morph City, and you can see the one. It says Monsanto shifts all liability to farmers, or go to my website, morphcity.com, and it's the first story. And the video is embedded in the article. And, please print off the article and give it to farmers. Give them the video. We got to get it out there.
Well, I hope if you're out there in the listening audience, you'll look into this. You'll find out if this is really true. But it really is. I mean, certainly, either all of Europe is mistaken or we are being poisoned. Europe will not accept this. Why? Because they feel that these genetically modified foods are dangerous and unsafe, and the public has repudiated them. Tremendous pressure we're putting on through the World Trade Organization, onto the European countries, to accept this, insisting there's nothing wrong with it. And, of course, when they get to the courts, they say, of course there's something wrong with it. But that's the difficulty. I mean, here are the courts, here are judges here, that actually do put a ban on the planting of the alfalfa this year. And the USDA simply countermanded the courts. Now, ordinarily, why the courts can countermand the government bureaucracy?
Well, as you know, Dr. Stan, the USDA is business partners with Monsanto in the Terminator seed patent. So what does that tell you? husband.
Well, this whole thing is rigged.
They co-own the patent.
Yeah, and the problem is that certainly you're going to be eating cows that have eaten the alfalfa that was sprayed with Roundup. So that products of Roundup are going to be in the meat and in the milk you feed, the milk you drink, the meat, and you're not allowed to know it. They tell you there's nothing wrong with it. You can trust the government, and they wouldn't lie to you, or would high government officials possibly lie to the American people? And I would like to suggest that they would lie. They've lied over and over and over again. Because it's even more than simply profit. A lot of people will say, oh, it's all about money. And yes, we're dealing with billions of dollars. But even more than that, of course, we are dealing with a population control agenda funded by Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and the Rockefellers and the Bloombergs and of course, the very, very wealthy, the Ted Turners of this world, who think that there's just too many people and you're using up their natural resources. You need to get my monograph. The Population Control Agenda monograph is available on the Internet. Simply just go to your search engine and type in Population Control Agenda. Population Control Agenda. Read it. I rather like it. I did this probably 15 years or so ago. Needs to be updated, but it's still one of the finest things and most readable things available. I see a lot of people actually have duplicated or taken the ideas from it and incorporated in their work, which I think is a great form of flattery. I appreciate when people do take my material and reproduce it without giving me credit. That's fine. I'm not looking for credit. I want to get the people out. There really is a population control agenda. Have you come across that in your studies, Cassandra?
I have. I wrote a four-part series last summer called Food and Depopulation. In the first part, I just sort of outlined the Rockefellers' part. And then the second part, part two, was about monopolies. And because I was wondering, how is Monsanto able to do this? And so I'm so lucky that I have access to G. Edward Griffin. And, you know, I asked him one time, I said, we were driving to a tea party, and, you know, it was a four-hour drive, and I thought, oh, here's a question that will take him about 2 hours to answer. And so I asked him, I said, how are monopolies created? Well, he knocked that one back in 2 minutes, Dr. Stan. He said, well, a monopoly a large one can only be created through government regulation.
Well, we'll be back in a moment. Our number 877-254-7524. But of course, remember that going into sugar beet, that every one of our crops is going to contain these genes that have hazardous to health.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Eckstein Electric Company in Platteville says driving is an experience shared by almost everyone, but not everyone shares the responsibility of driving. Many fatal accidents involve a drunk driver. Drive responsibly and remember to try to take away their keys before they take away their life. That's from Eckstein Electric Company in Platteville. For commercial or residential repair or new installation with the best equipment, call Eckstein Electric Company in Platteville at 970-356-3211. Mike and Marvin and their families and staff are on the air because they care.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org. We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Well, and back here, the American Peace Network, our telephone number, 877-254-7524. That's 877-254-7524 if you have a question or comment. Remember, they are doing a number of things. First of all, they're putting in the Roundup Ready gene, then they're putting in the pesticide gene, and now, of course, they're going to be putting into the our corn. That's specifically grown for ethanol. This will not be in the general corn, but 40% of our corn is used for ethanol. A gene that will actually begin to digest the starch in the gene, so it will convert it to sugar, which makes it easier to convert into ethanol and gives you about 8% increase in the ethanol. The reason that dozens of companies that are involved in the food business are concerned about this is that they're afraid that this product will actually spread to other fields, and if it gets into the general corn, it's not good. It will alter its construction because now instead of having starch in the kernels of corn, you're going to have sugar. And if they make corn chips, they'll be soggy, and the various corn products will be altered. So at least there are many industries that are objecting to this. But, of course, Monsanto says there's nothing to worry about. You can trust us. Well, they estimate that if you get one kernel of this altered corn in 10,000 kernels, it will make the whole batch bad. If it makes it up, they grind it up into a cornmeal, and they use it to make corn chips or tacos or whatever they do. It's just going to alter the construction of that. But they're going right ahead because they're really, I believe, trying to destroy our food supply. They know what they're doing. There's shortages of food throughout the world.
I'm not against ethanol, but to make it out of corn is really stupid because there's so many more efficient plants that could be used. You know, sugars break down faster than corn does. And it could go, I think ethanol could go a long way to giving America fuel independence. But the problem is that, the tariffs on sugar are so high, which, that's just a manufactured thing. It's not even real. They just put these tariffs on it. Again, because it's part of the control program, that and sugar beets, those could be used, but they're not doing that. They're using corn, which is less efficient, and then they're genetically modifying it, which is outrageous.
And then we're going to have genetically modified sugar beets, and of course you're not going to know which sugar is going to be genetically modified, and in this is these genes, which, of course, you will absorb through your gastrointestinal tract, and they will affect your health because certainly all of the studies show that they do affect the health. They affect the immune system, the liver, the kidney, reproduction, and heaven only knows what else. And the FDA refuses to do any studies saying, well, Monsanto has done it, and they tell us there's no problem there, and they're going to make billions of dollars, but we know we can trust them. Why? Because When I leave the FDA, I'm going to work for Monsanto, and boy, am I going to make a lot of money. Doesn't matter if I'm going to destroy the health of the American people. I'm going to do very well. And this idea of a revolving door between Monsanto and government and back to Monsanto is morally wrong. And anybody who can't understand that we do not have regulation to protect the American people, we have regulation to be used so that they Monsanto can't be sued for what they're doing, saying, well, after all, we were cleared by the government, so it must have been all right, even though they were the ones, of course, who bribed directly or indirectly and primarily or secondarily the people who regulate the genetically modified foods. And what's so amazing, I go to these conservative meetings and they ridicule anybody who speaks out against genetically modified food, and yet everybody should be speaking out against it because, well, we know our health is deteriorating. We know there's increase in obesity and heart disease and diabetes, and we know that so many people are getting cancer and all these other things. And, of course, cancer is a byproduct of an altered immune system. And we know that the genetically modified food alters the immune system. Cassandra, what can our listeners do?
Well, the most important thing that can be done right now is to get out the article. Please make copies of it. I put on my website that anybody can use anything off of my website. Because, you know, like you were saying, I don't care about getting credit. Just get it out there, please. And the video, farmers have to understand this liability issue, because I think it can really, really go a long way to having them decide not to grow GM and go with the traditional seed. Another thing that can be done, I wrote an article that hasn't come out yet. A lot of people don't know this. During the war years, World War II, the population was about 140 million, and with Victory Gardens, people grew 40% of the food that was consumed. 40%, I actually think it's higher, but on Wikipedia it says 40%. That's tremendous. And Dr. Stan, I live in an apartment, but you know, what I could do is, you know, okay, so I don't have any land to grow anything on, but there's, you know, there's all over the internet, there's ways that you, you know, you can do planter boxes, these kind of things. But here's another idea that nobody really talks about. You could pick out the most prime land in your neighborhood, you know, a neighbor's house, and ask them, say, you know, I'll plant, you buy the seeds and let me use your land, and I'll do the gardening, and then you share the food. You know, so there are things that can be done, and it's all got to be done on a local level, because, you know, the federal government, in my opinion, is just gone. So that's my thought. And then another thing that could be done is the state, on a state level, the governors. You know, the governors could make such a big difference with this mess. And they're not doing anything. Maybe they're not aware. I know Tom Vilsack, he was governor of Iowa. He was certainly aware. He was voted biotech governor of the year, I think, in 2001.
Well, we're out of time. Cassandra, thank you so very much. And please keep in touch with us. Keep informed as to what's going on. God bless. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
TRI Property Management in Greeley reminds listeners the men and women of our military dedicate themselves to serving our country. Their commitment, patriotism, sacrifice, and courage keep our country safe and strong. Let us honor those who have lost their lives in the line of duty and salute those who serve today. A smile and a handshake, or even sending a care package overseas, is the least we can do for those who have done so much for us. This reminder from TRI Property Management in Greeley. Call 352-1025.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343. Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found BioSuperfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural BioSuperfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, I'm Dan back here at American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning was Cassandra. I hope you enjoyed this. We do carry Jeffrey Smith's excellent book, Seeds of Destruction, and he has another book called Genetic Roulette. They're both very important. You need to have these facts. You need to be able to discuss them. You need to know what the scientific studies show, and they show that these things are hazardous to your health. Now, we have a couple of four CD sets on genetically modified foods, and you can get them by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You need to know that they are suppressing treatments for cancer. The great DVD, Cancer, Forbidden Cures, and you'll actually see footage I didn't even know existed. Interviews with Hoxie. I said when Hoxie was libeled by the AMA, he sued them, he won the case. And, of course, the courts found that Hoxie's treatment worked. But you can't get it in the United States. You get to Mexico, and, of course, anybody... they say, they're basically frauds, why they're just in this for the money. Well, let me tell you that I checked with them, and the treatment for the cost of treatment for 6 months, I think, is something like $80, something like that. I mean, it was ridiculously low. I mean, 6 months treatment, what do you think it would cost you for cancer therapy for that length of time? $50 for the consultation. It's operating today. It's curing people in Mexico. But you need to get the DVD, Cancer Forbidden Cures. And there are lots of treatments on ECAC and certainly the work of Dr. Reif, the Laetrile, at all discussed. The gentleman who did the DVD did an excellent job. He's very, very talented. That's Massimo Mazzucco. Then you need to get Ed Griffin's excellent DVD, What in the World Are They Spraying? And, of course, what they're spraying is aluminum. And they've increased massively the levels of aluminum in everything. And it's in the snowpack in the Sierras up 61 times above the... the times, not the percent, 61 times the maximum amount of level of aluminum. It's in the water. It's getting into the ground. It's getting into the crops. It's getting into the trees all across America. Part of a geoengineering program, and this is a very good DVD. If you haven't seen it, it's titled What in the World Are They Spraying? And of course, so we're learning a lot about aluminum and how they're getting the aluminum disseminated into the water supply, into the atmosphere. But you'll certainly want to get this DVD. And then, of course, if you have fluoride in your water supply, and but everybody should be concerned about the aluminum because it leads to Alzheimer's disease and all sorts of mental problems. We've been working for a long time to come up with something that would really allow you to filter all the water in your house. The Berkey's great. You should have one. You should get it from Dodd Wiedemann. But certainly this will take the fluoride out of your drinking water if you have the fluoride filters. But, of course, you'll absorb it through your skin if you bathe or shower. And that's why this fluoride home filtration unit is so good. And, of course, you get that information by calling 1-800-544-8900. It's definitely checked it. It'll take out the aluminum, the heavy metal fluoride. Like nothing else will. 1-800-544-8900. Until tomorrow.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved